Shalom, everybody. Most of Parshas Vayetze deals with Yaakov's time spent in Lavan's home and the building of his family with Rachel and Leah and Bilhah and Zilpah. And when the Torah first introduces Leah and Rachel, the Torah describes them like this. Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Yudzayin. Ve'enei Leah Rakos, ve'Rachel Haisa Yefas Toar V'Yefas Mareh. And this Pasuk is difficult to translate. The second half of the Pasuk describing Rachel is relatively easier. Rachel was beautiful, both in the shape of her face and in her features. Rachel was beautiful, period. But how does the Torah describe Leah? Ve'enei Leah Rakos. What does that mean? The Mefarshim differ as to whether this is meant as a compliment or the opposite. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, and other Mefarshim see this negatively. Based on the Medrash in Breishis Rabbah Parsha Ayin, Piska Tezayin, they say that Ve'enei Leah Rakos describes sad, moist, crying eyes. Why was Leah crying? The Medrash says, and Rashi quotes, that Leah thought that she would have to marry Esav because she knew that Rivka and Yitzchak had two sons, and the younger daughter, Rachel, would marry the younger son, Yaakov. But she, Leah, the older daughter, would have to marry the older son, Esav. And Leah knew how evil Esav was and how base his midos were. So she cried, and that affected her eyes negatively. And that's Rashi's approach, and that's the approach of other Mefarshim. Other Mefarshim, however, see it differently. The great Unkelis, who lived in the days of the Mishnah, describes Ve'enei Leah Rakos as Ve'enei Leah Ya'ayan. Leah's eyes were beautiful. And the Rashbam Rav Shmuel ben Meir, who died in 1174, also says that this pasuk describes Leah's beautiful eyes. So some say Leah's eyes were unattractive, and some say Leah's eyes were attractive. And this enigmatic description of Leah is explained beautifully by Rav Yosef Pazanovsky. Rav Pazanovsky died in 1942 in Lodz. He was an incredibly prolific Talmud Chacham who is best known for his set of Sfarim on the Chumash called Pardes Yosef. And on our Pasuk, the Pardes Yosef gives a beautiful explanation of this Pasuk and of this Unkelis. The Pardes Yosef quotes the Sefer Toldos Ephraim, but I must say that I was unable to find that Sefer or really anything about it. So if you know anything about the Toldos Ephraim, please WhatsApp me privately. In any case, the Pardes Yosef says that both explanations of Leah are true. It is indeed true that Leah's eyes became not beautiful in the way the rest of the world sees or describes beauty. That kind of beauty people saw in Rachel. BeRachel haisa yefas toar v'yefas mareh. But what about Leah? Leah was beautiful, but not in the way that the world sees beauty, but in the way of the Torah sees beauty. What made Leah beautiful? Ve'enei Leah Rakos. Leah was beautiful because all she wanted was to marry a tzaddik like Yaakov. She cried, she wept, she davened not to be stuck with Esav. And those very tears made her beautiful. What the world saw as unattractive, the Torah sees as attractive. She was a beautiful person precisely because of the tears. That's the Pardes Yosef, and it seems to be based on the Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara there quotes Rav, who says that Leah's crying eyes is not a denigration of Leah, Chas V'Shalom, but a praise of Leah, because exactly as the Pardes Yosef says, she cried not to be forced to marry Esav. The Pardes Yosef gives a few examples of beauty that are not recognized by the world, but absolutely praised by the Torah. One example the Pardes Yosef gives is from the Chasam Sofer Rav Moshe Schreiber, who died in 1839. The Chasam Sofer says in his Perush to the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, that on Sukkis, we know that an Esrog has to be mehudar. It has to be nice, it has to be pretty, it has to be special. And if that Esrog is spotted or full of stains, it's definitely not mehudar. However, says the Chasam Sofer, if those spots and stains come from so many hands using the estrog, handling the estrog, making a bracha on the estrog, shaking the estrog, etc., etc., that estrog, says the Chasam Sofer, is not pasul. It's kosher and it's mehudar. When it's stained and spotted because it's used for a mitzvah, that's beautiful. That's a hiddur. I'll also say parenthetically that sometimes when one of my students shows me a sefer that they bought, I tell them the only thing nicer than a new sefer is a used sefer. And all of these examples, and the Pardes Yosef quotes many examples, all of these examples are regard the Torah's view on beauty. The world may not think that Leah's crying eyes were beautiful, or the Torah... the world may not think that a used esrog is a beautiful thing, but we know different and the Torah knows differently. Beauty is in the eye of the Torah. Have an amazing day, everyone.